It says the month rolls on. Actually, it spills over into April. But some are saying that it can cut down our productivity at work. And Eric Holzhauser, an employment attorney with Fowler, White & Boggs, joins us right now on AM Tampa Bay. And Eric, I've heard some study says that it increases productivity. What's your take on this?
Well, I think this is a question on this March Madness pools that come up every year. But it usually doesn't come from our clients regarding any issue concerning productivity. And I don't know whether it has a positive or negative effect on productivity. The typical question is whether, you know, we can allow this to happen in the workplace. Is it legal? And
well, that's the thing. Isn't at workplace gambling, isn't it technically illegal? Everyone's doing it, but...
Yeah, well, that's the point, that it's not only illegal, but often employers have policies prohibiting gambling on the property. So, but everybody and many people do it, and it's going to be done. So what does an employer do? Well, the first thing is that the employer shouldn't actually condone or facilitate, allow the company's equipment or servers to be used in conducting any kind of pool. I think that obviously you don't want to be tied into being the one that's sponsoring or facilitating or condoning it. But again, the rule of reason applies. The second thing I would advise employers to worry about is if they get wind of the amounts of the pool being considerable, like people putting in hundreds or pools becoming thousands of dollars.
Hell, I'd like a piece of that.
If there are 20 people putting $5 in for a bracket, you know, that's probably something that nobody's ever going to complain about.
Well,
I think if somebody does complain, you might have to take action, but typically that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, it might build a little esprit de corps if you have a $5 pool or something like that. People work together and have fun.
Well, camaraderie, yeah.
Yeah, the camaraderie of following the thing every day, and it gives them something to look forward to when they come into work to check the brackets and see who's doing what.
It certainly does, and I think that, many employers will, allow it to go on and won't prohibit it specifically. But, gambling is illegal, can get out of hand, so I think you got to be reasonable about it to make sure it doesn't become excessive.
Who is more in jeopardy, the employee or the employer, if something goes awry?
Well, I think the employees involved in the pool probably are the most at jeopardy, unless the employer is facilitating or allowing the use of company equipment to help with the pool or actually sponsoring it, where I think then the employer can get tied into it. But like I said, I had this question come up almost every year by a client in our group, and I can tell you that in 33 years of practicing employment law, I've never had a client prosecuted for allowing a office pool during March Madness.
That's a good thing. Eric Holzhauser, employment attorney with Fowler, White & Boggs on March Madness. Thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you, Eric.
Adios, Eric.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.